ABC Radio Australia.
This Sunday will mark 1 year since the Hanga Tonga Hanga Ha'api Ha'apai volcano erupted, the largest explosion since the 1883 Krakatoa eruption. When it exploded on January 15, it sent ash and water vapour halfway to space, generated tsunami waves across the globe, and reshaped Tonga's seafloor. A year on, Fred Hooper from the ABC's Pacific Prepared spoke to Tongans about what they remember from that day.
I saw something in the sky, very weird. And given I took one of my dog with me to the beach, and my dog keep barking, and then I'm like, what's wrong? Are you hungry or something? And then when I realized something out in the clouds, it's weird, and then I told my sister, there's something really weird. There's this big cloud. It's growing. It's bigger. It was started small and now it's bigger. But when we arrived at her house, that we got out and I saw that the mushroom clouds is on top of us.
After the volcanic, when we were still running, we knew there was gonna be a tsunami, but we didn't even know it was gonna be that fast.
And we weren't really sure about it until we saw the smoke, and we could see the smoke from where we were, like, going really high, and we were really frightened.
Right. And what did you do then?
We decided to go back because we were worried about the guys at home, because we were all out, and then, we decided to turn back, and we turned back quite late because the sulfur started to fall from the sky, and actually blocked out the windows and the view.
So you couldn't see where you were going.
We couldn't see anything. Even the water from our windmills were finished. Really?
It was loud enough to recognize it, which is why I thought it was thunder. But then the first one, you know, it was like thunder. The second one, the third one, you know, you could feel like the pressure in your ears. It's like your eardrum's gonna burst. So that's when it finally dawned on me, this is not thunder. It doesn't work that way. And then because we had other glasses were gonna shatter, and then the house shook. Third one was the huge one. Like, it shook the house, you know. I felt like the glasses were gonna, you know, were gonna break, and then we're gonna be injured inside the house. And then when it shook, like, immediately the thing is like, oh, it's the volcano. There's going to be a tsunami next coming. Right. And because we're just 100 meters, the first thing is just to run it.
So we had to stop and look for a muddy puddle and go and get some water from there and, like, wipe off our windows. And we had to do that over and over again. And people were panicking. And it was quite difficult for us to actually go back home because of the people panicking, running around, even them getting seeing people hop off, trying to wipe their windows and stuff to see where they're going.
Yeah, everyone was running. Like, it was traffic. The road was traffic. It was packed. Everyone was running. No one... And even it got darker. Like, it got darker. You couldn't see anything.
So many people were driving, so I was standing there and direct them, hey, come and take shelter here, it's for free, we can take shelter, this is already a safe ground for us.
But then the people were just running on the road, you know, just flowing from, just going inland. I saw, you know, the elderly people going with kids, the youths, the babies, you know, people were just running wild on the road, carrying, you know, just the babies and yelling. And the people were driving, they were just honking, honking. So you kind of like, something really wrong is going on there.
Yeah, the sky started turning dark. Like, we couldn't see anything. It was like nighttime, but it was still like in the afternoon. Yeah.
It went all black. Like, the skies were all black.
But it was like 5 or 6. Like, it was not yet 8 or 9. It was already dark. It was only around 4, 5.
Yeah. It's like looking at a picture black and white.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. It was just no color at all. Nothing was green. Nothing was, you couldn't see any color. It was just black.
We had people, they're not family. Yeah. They were just running around in front of our road. And we had to tell them to come to inside.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but we don't even know them.
We're now back to the singing.
and how some people were able to stay calm and cope with the fear that they must have been feeling. Sia is a Tongan resident and a local storyteller. Her and her daughter were at home when the eruption happened. Like most people, they jumped in the car and headed inland.
So as soon as we were about out the gate and she saw all these people running, you know, on the road and stuff, she's like, oh, Mom, do you want me to sing? And then my daughter started singing. Actually, that really helped calm me down, you know, to try to get us to safe. So she sang all the way until we got to my brother's house, which was our place of refuge for the night.
And help me clearly see our walk with Jesus, and you will walk with me.